The answer to questions 3, 4, and 5 in the Leibniz segment are given in that three-page handout that goes into great detail about the argument that establishes that this is the best of all possible worlds. I will not ask any detailed questions about this argument, but you should have an idea of the rough outline of the argument. Leibniz says God cannot create a perfect world, and the reason is that an absolutely perfect world would be as perfect as God, and there cannot be two gods, because if there were two gods, they would be equally perfect, and that would mean that neither was maximally perfect. Or if they were both maximally perfect, then they would have all the same properties, in which case Leibniz's law of identity says that there aren't two but one. If two things have all the same properties, then there aren't two things, there's only one.